You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the June 3rd 2MTL podcast. People who consider the Doctor Who forum at doctorwhoforum.com a home away from home got a bit of a rude surprise today when they saw the message from site owner Sean Lyon that the former Outpost Gallifrey would be going dark on July 31st. Now, lots of people have different opinions about internet forums. There are some folks who just regard them as cesspools, others who can take or leave them, and others who build connections and find virtual homes and form communities on them. For me, it's entirely situational. The Doctor Who forum at Outpost Gallifrey was always a little bit too big for me to participate in, and I don't really call pimping the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast as participating, not really being part of the community. But whenever I looked in on the forum, I could always find the names of people that I relied on for good opinions and ideas, people who knew what they were talking about, and people to whom I could relate, even though I rarely talked to them. Names like Keith Topping, Jonathan Bloom, Benjamin Elliott, people who were really making the most of this forum, and who were, great contributors to Doctor Who fandom, even on a message board. I'm sorry to see that forum go away, but it's a natural thing. These forums aren't institutions unto themselves. They're owned by people who have their own lives to deal with. And I can't argue with wanting to get forum drama out of one's day-to-day routine. So here's a word of thanks to Sean Lyon for having hosted the largest Doctor Who forum in the world. Here's a lot of curiosity as to what's coming after that. Memo to Seb at Doctor Who Online: you might need some bigger servers. Some folks may be coming over. And that's the June 3rd 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord, or find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, or subscribe and please leave a review on iTunes. By the way, if you're a fan of the 10 Doctors webcomic, and yes, I know I've done the last two podcasts on the subject, go back and check out comics.shipsinker.com. There's new stuff up.